Now, we also give methods where you can change the default values of those other variables. So there's a method called setDelta, which you can give it a different dx and dy. And all the body of this method does, there's these two assignment statements that assign the arguments to the variables dx and dy. Then there's one to set the color. So here's the assignment statement that does that. And this may, if you're not used to object-oriented programming, this may look a little tedious, because all we're doing in these methods is allowing people to assign values to the instance variables. But as I tried to point out in the introduction, this is a good way of doing it, because you can change how you represent all these instance variables, and people who use the class don't have to know, because they can still call these methods, and you can make it all work without them actually knowing exactly how you're representing the values that represent the object. Well, anyway, there are two more methods. One of them is called move, and one of them is called paint. So move is what we want people to call when they actually want to have an object, the object move. And what we do is we increment x and y by the offset. So this, whatever the current offsets are added to the values of x and y. Then we call the paint method. And what the paint method does is, we've given it right here, it draws, in this case, this is a movable point, so it just draws a dot.